Show. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. 6:15, Brock Hunter. Dear God.
Looking for it. I got it up on my GPS, but...
I put it in MapQuest.
Yeah, I just typed in Hood.
Where da Hood at? Takes you to DMX's house. Oh, okay, cool. Cool. I like it. Nice. That's where I thought it was, but I wasn't sure.
Anyway, right turn, DMX lane.
Right there. Oh, I knew it. I knew it. Anyway, good morning, everybody. It's Brock. It's Hunter. My God, man. This morning, as just, I was telling everyone, you messaged me, had a Spumoni issue. We had to take care of that. Then I was running far behind. It's just been a crapshoot of a morning to
good
start.
Good analogy from. Would be we started the show in the second quarter today.
Yeah, that's where we're at. That's where we're at.
The you know first what? Quarter.
Just don't worry about the first part. We'll get to it. We'll find our way.
Nobody really cares about the first quarter anymore.
No. No one's paying attention. I mean, it's not like we got that many listeners anyways right now, so that's fine. It's fine. Anyway, well, we are ready to go. We got a busy show, so let's get to it. It's time for your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
Oh, of course, I don't even have a show pulled up or a break pulled up. I'll find something. How about this? This is a good one. This is a good one. 59-year-old Eugene Bingham was out drinking in Naples, Florida. Good old Florida, man. This was on Monday, and he tried to interrupt a live show by climbing on stage and claiming he was Mick Jagger. It was a restaurant in Naples called Yabba's. You ever been to Yabba's, Hunter, in Naples?
I've not been to Yabba's, no.
Sounds like a fun place. So not really the level of a venue you'd associate with the Rolling Stones, but you never know. You never know. Maybe mix
possibly
that day.
Could be. Could be there, I guess.
Someone tracked down a mugshot from a previous arrest last year, though, and he does kind of look like him. Let's take a look. You know what? If I was hammered drunk or down in Florida high on crack cocaine.
Dude, that is. You know what's funny?
Close enough.
Last year when we went to Clearwater for a little vacay, we were sitting there at the pool, and I noticed like everybody rubbernecking. Like at the same time, I'm like, what's going on over here? Look over. Dude, Sammy Hagar. Sammy Hagar walking by the pool.
That's amazing.
And I'm looking closer. And I Google a picture. And I'm like, hang on. Doesn't have a freckle there. Doesn't have a... That's not Sammy Hagar. My God, dude. You look just like him.
Did you drop the dime on him? Did you let everyone else know?
Oh, for sure. Dude, the guy was leaning into it hard. You know, he knew what he was doing. He even, like, had the shirt. You know, he dressed up like him.
Yeah, for sure.
Dude, this guy's probably getting laid. Seriously.
I always thought, like, that'd be a great job. Be, like, an impersonator, man. If you look like, just ring it out for all you can. Because for some reason, we love giving celebrities free stuff, even though they're rich and they can afford all the things. We love giving them free stuff. So you go out like, oh, yeah, I'm Mick Jagger. I'm Sammy Hagar. Oh, can we buy you a drink? Absolutely, you can.
Absolutely.
Go for it.
Do you think it would get old after a while, though? Like, all right, damn it.
I don't know.
If
my bar tab was lower at the end of the night because I kind of look like someone or, you know.
You'll deal with it.
Maybe some chick who's always wanted to sleep with this celebrity and I kind of look like him. I don't know. I could probably muscle through it. You know, I don't think it'd be too bad. Here is the funny part, though, too. Mick is 78 years old. This guy is only 59. But I tell you what, looking at his mugshot, he is an old 50. Mick Jagger looks better than this 59-year-old.
Yeah.
He really does. He really
kind of
does.
It's been rough, huh?
Anyway, he was also yelling at people in the restaurant, so they eventually kicked him out. Cops found him in a nearby park where he charged one of them but fell over. The police report says he was drunk and in an unstable state, quote unquote. So
maybe it could be Mick Jagger's stuntman.
He could be. He could be. He's partying like Mick Jagger did in the 70s. That's where he's at. You know what's funny, too, is it didn't end there. He threatened one of the cops, and then he finished off the night by puking in the back of a cop car.
Oh, jeez, dude.
you know who wouldn't do that? Sir Mick Jagger. He knows how to handle his booze, okay?
Well, they wouldn't take him to jail first.
Yeah, like, all right, Mick, you're fine. Look, we're going to take you home and go out of it. Anyway.
We'll hold your hair. No
so
worries.
So if you're in Naples and you think you see Mick Jagger, it's not Mick Jagger. It's 59-year-old Eugene Bingham, okay?
Yeah. That's who and it if is. You're in Clearwater, it's not Sammy Hagar. I looked it up. Trust me.
That son of a bitch. They're pulling a fast one on us. All right. That is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.